We're going to Masechta Sanhedrin. And the bracha that we say in Shmoneh Esrei every day, Ashiva Shofteinu Kevarishona, Yoatzeinu Kevatchila. That bracha is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya. In the beginning of Yeshaya, we have it in Shabbos Chazon. The Ashiva Shofteich Kevarishona, Yoatzeich Kevatchila. So we ask, we're patterning after that pasuk, Ashiva Shofteinu Kevarishona. So I just had a thought that hit me just in terms of the idea that it's not just with this, but in so many ways. We're mevakesh for something new that we don't have right now, but it's not really new. It's something we've had already. We want to hearken back to the glorious past. We had, at one time, great judges, great advisors, whatever the reference is referring to, David and Shlomo, and the Nevi'im, and we yearn for that. It's like it says, Chadesh Yameinu Kekeda. On the one hand, it's Chidush. On the other hand, it's Kekeda. Just to go with the old, you know, you lose Cheshek, right? Just to continue the way it was. There's no sense of yearning, of striving. It's just continue it, you know, you don't have, there's nothing that energizes you. There has to be a feeling of being incomplete, of lacking, and striving for something that I don't have right now. But it's not reinventing the wheel. It's not just, you know, something that doesn't exist and never existed. It's, for us, it's Chadesh Shemen Kekedem. This is a tremendous Yisod in Yadus. There's always a cycle, right? There's Adam Rishikon Machet, and then he fell from that Madrega, and there's Matan Torah, Kaiso, and that Madrega, and then Cheta Egel. And it's constantly a struggle to come back and to recapture that state of innocence. And that's Torah. Torah is predicated on a Masorah, and it's we're building on what was. But we also have to recognize that we have to make it new. It's not just to simply go back to the past and then everything clicks into place. There has to be a sense of chadish yameinu kekeder. There has to be a sense of ischadshus. The ischadshus idea is what makes Torah relevant for us, individually, collectively. V'chol yom yu beinecha kachadashim, Chazal say, v'chol hayom alevavecha. So that's the balance that we have to find in our Avodas Hashem in general and Torah specifically. There's a vision for something that we don't have. There's a vision for growing and for capturing and for making it uniquely ours in a new way, with a new perspective. And yet we also recognize it's not new. Chidush doesn't mean that if you say a svara, that's totally off the wall, so it's new. But it's krum, very often. You know the expression goes that if you're going on a straight path, you know, you're going to bump into other people there. It's a good path. If you're off on the side of the road, you'll probably be, you know, verblunchet by yourself. So you should feel good. If you say something and you're mechaving to whoever it is, to a mashah, to a rishon, so you should feel good that it was you were mechavin to it. But then you also feel good that you're connecting with somebody, you know, who's also thought that way. I think that's important. You saw that when we approach learning a new zman, we have a feeling of ischadshus. We should cherish that feeling. We should be able to say that every day of this zman should be that same experience of freshness that we have today, first day of this zman. And we should also recognize that what we're trying to accomplish is together with the chadesh, there's a yameinu kekedem. And with that, it's also very reassuring to know that we're not just, a lone voice in the wilderness, but we're connecting with that power of the Masorah, going back to Sinai, and what we learn has been learned by so many great Gedolim before us, and the same Mishnah and the same Diyukim that we'll be looking at, and how everybody looked at it in a different way, and we look at it our way, and we're machabing to one Rishon or one Acharon, and that's how we see it. That's our Shorash HaNeshama. Sometimes, you know, the fact that it'll be Chiluk Ideas, Elu ve'elu. I mean, halacha, you have to know sometimes how to paskin, but that's in halacha. terms of learning, in terms of the avoda of learning itself. So as long as there's a place for a particular svara, it's not totally, you know, way off. So everyone sees it their way, and that's why you have your individual way of looking at it, because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you that mind and those kishronos to approach it a certain way. So the framework is there for us, but everyone has to make it theirs in their own way. That's, I think, the idea of Hashiva Shoftinu Kivarishona, learning Sanhedrin. We should be able to have that schus to be able to acquire Torah, to feel geshmak in Torah, to feel chidush in Torah, and to also recognize that it's all patterned after the past of Kekedah.